Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in. Wednesday edition of the program. Glad you're with us here on the Hoosier Report. And if you haven't already heard, there is an addition to the IU team for next season. Joey Brunk will be a graduate transfer. He'll be immediately eligible to play at IU for next season. He'll, I'm assuming, very soon join the team in the offseason once school comes to a conclusion for this 2018-19 school year on campus to get a lot of offseason work. Of course, he's an Indiana guy from Southport, played a couple years at Butler, and has made the decision to stay close to home, stay close to his first college destination, and really a little different situation for Joey Brunk. We know the needs that he, at least on paper, fills for Indiana with some rebounding struggles at times, being a big man, which is an opening that IU has definitely for the upcoming season. But it's interesting that he's a graduate transfer, meaning he's immediately eligible, but he has 2 years of eligibility, and that's different. I don't understand the graduate transfer rules enough to be able to break that down for you, but Jeff Rabjohns does, and he'll be with us later in the program. But I can't recall a graduate transfer that has had more than 1 year of eligibility. I guess the simple answer is that Joey Brunk got in the classroom at Butler. I believe he has an education degree and got it done pretty quick. Obviously an intelligent guy, and was able to get that accomplished quick. So that might be the simple answer to why he has the 2 years left, because he simply got his schooling done quicker than what most do, and what really is very tough, I'm sure, being a Division I basketball player. But that's the big news today. Joey Brunk joins Indiana for next season. I can't say that I'm terribly surprised. I think it made a lot of sense for both parties, Brunk leaving Butler, wanting to stay close to home. Had some interest from other schools in the Midwest, but Ole Miss and others as well. And Indiana also, because of the need, the vacancy, the opening for a player that has Brunk's size and Brunk's skill set that IU has for next season. So three scholarships were open. Now it's two, because, yeah, I know Devontae Green has declared for the NBA to go through that process, but that seems like it's going to just be a formality to kind of learn and maybe get some tips and develop himself for the future. I don't think anybody expects the Devontae Green situation to develop into an open scholarship. So if that's the case, and if everything else holds true, Indiana, two open scholarships, and of course there's a lot of activity with players like Lester Quinones and also Trendon Watford, and I guess a couple others in the 2019 class where that scholarship could potentially go, and who knows, a lot of transfers, a lot of graduate transfers. I guess potentially Indiana could go back down that path to fill another scholarship as well. Brunk, I mentioned, has 2 years of eligibility remaining. He was listed, ESPN yesterday, and I had this up but didn't get to it on the show. They actually ranked, and again, this is more of an interesting thing than it probably is factual, but they actually ranked the top graduate transfers available for the 2019-2020 season. That's how big of a movement that this has become, how big of a piece of the college basketball, I guess you could call it, recruiting process, or maybe re-recruiting process, that graduate transfers have become. But Brunk was in the top 15 of available graduate transfers on the market so far this spring. So, and again, Brunk, a Southport guy, I'm sure you've seen him play, whether it was at Butler, If you think back to his high school career, his senior year, he was with Paul Scruggs, who would have been a junior that year. Southport was thought to be maybe the front runner for the state championship, one of the front runners for the state championship, and that's a breakout opportunity. We saw Romeo Langford in New Albany really shut Brunk down and really go on to get past Southport in a big way. That was kind of a signature game, I think, for Romeo Langford. If you go back and look at the career of his high school happenings at New Albany, but that was one of the big moments. So Brunk, obviously a participant in that game as well, may have seen that game. That may kind of refresh your memory. But a big guy, some height, some length to him, kind of a gruff guy. I saw a picture of him yesterday. He must be already working out with some of the IU guys. I don't know if it's – I wouldn't imagine it's on campus just yet, but who knows. He was actually in a picture with Trace Jackson Davis. In addition to kind of being a still a gruff-looking guy, his hair is longer, and he's got a full beard. So, I mean, the guy looks like an older college player, even though he really may not be as old as you might think most graduate transfers are, because he was able to get his undergraduate degree quick. So, Joey Brunk to IU, that's the big story today, and we're going to talk a lot about that today, and I'm sure in the coming weeks. I mentioned yesterday that it just made sense. I had no insight on when something would break, but it made sense that there would be some movement with one of those three scholarships at least in the next couple of weeks. I had no idea what happened within a couple hours after we closed out the Tuesday program, but that's the big news, and we'll talk about it. We'll break it down. Got some guests coming on to talk all about it here in just a bit as well. So let's get into the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, we'll have a couple additional Hoosier headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Segment two, we're going to flip things up a little bit today. Kyle Simpson, he was the former Southport coach. He's back at Bloomington South as an assistant coach, but he was Joey Brunk's coach for the majority of his high school career and is very familiar with him. In fact, it was Kyle Simpson that kind of broke the news, letting people know that Joey had made his decision and was going to become a graduate transfer at Indiana yesterday afternoon. And Kyle's going to join us today to kind of refresh us and talk about how he thinks he can fit into the IU roster and what type of player Joey is and how he's developed and what he's done since his high school days, and just really an all-around update on Joey Brunk from his former high school coach, Kyle Simpson. He'll be with us in segment number two. Then later in the program, regular Wednesday guest Jeff Rabjohns joins us as well to recap a lot of IU happenings, and not just with Joey Brunk, but where are things at with the other two scholarships now? What could potentially be the next move in this process to fill some of these open holes for the 19-20 college basketball season for IU? So Jeff Rabjohns with us later in the program today. That's the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your box lunch again at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news, presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeff. Trendon Watford, we've talked a lot about him. He was yesterday named the Alabama Player of the Year. He had already won Mr. Basketball, but he was named by USA Today. They name a Player of the Year in each state, so no surprise that he's the Alabama Player of the Year. In addition to that, we talked some about Trendon Watford yesterday on the show, but I wanted to make sure I went back and said this. Some of you probably knew immediately when it happened because you follow things closely online, but Archie Miller did have an in-home visit on Sunday evening with Trendon Watford and his family. And, of course, also on Sunday, I did mention this yesterday, the Watford's family saying that they will delay Trendon's decision beyond April 20th, which is the date of the Jordan Brand game, which is not televised, at least nationally this year, which was the plan initially, or at least recently, for Trendon Watford to make his decision, announce where he was going to go. A lot of people think Indiana is getting back to being in decent shape, good shape with Trendon Watford, and a school that's not just on his list because his brother went there, his brother had a good experience there, but a school that's on the list in his finalist because he truly is interested and considering that coaching staff and that school. So, but an in-home visit with Archie Miller, that should tell you that Indiana isn't no longer, maybe as some thought, just a token type school still included on the list of schools for Trendon Watford or by Trendon Watford, that there's some serious interest there. And obviously Archie Miller making the trip to Alabama to meet with Trendon and his family on Sunday evening. Also, another note of interest with an Indiana connection, Kyle Guy of Virginia, of course, formerly of Lawrence Central, making the announcement yesterday that he is going to declare for the 2019 NBA draft. He's going to sign with an agent. Still left the door open in his announcements based on the new rules with the NCAA for a potential return to the Virginia program for next season. But I think it'll be interesting to see, as some of the mock drafts are updated here the next few days, maybe the next update coming, I don't know, later this week or early next week, I think it'll be interesting to see where Kyle Guy, in the eyes of some of the people that know this stuff and talk to the people involved, the NBA personnel, where potentially he could go. I think obviously he's going to be listed somewhere. Is he a lottery pick? Is he definitely in the first round? That will be interesting to see. But he's a wiry player, an athletic dude, good shooter, as we know. Will be really interesting to see what happens with him as he goes through the NBA potential process for the 2019 draft coming up in June. Also, if you listened yesterday, this was kind of mixed in the middle of the show. I want to mention it again today, but Sean East of New Albany just finished a season of prep school basketball at Combine Academy out in North Carolina. He told me yesterday, smack dab in the middle of our program, that he's going to make a decision on April 28th coming up here in about a week and a half or so. His final considerations: Fordham, UMass, Mercer, and Southeast Missouri, the schools that he will choose from on April 28th. I've had a couple people ask, is the event, the announcement public? Are they going to be able to watch it anywhere? Is he going to make a big to-do of it? What's the situation? I do not know, but I do know April 28th is the date, and if we know more, we'll obviously pass that along to you. A couple other headlines to get to before we close out the first segment. High school baseball continues, as do all spring sports at the high school level. Jeffersonville with a big win last night, 19-7 over Trinity of Louisville. That makes Providence, Silver Creek, and Jeffersonville now in what's thought to be, I think, a fairly mediocre year. We've got some solid teams in the area on this side of the river, but a fairly mediocre year in the area. Three local teams beating a really good Louisville team in Trinity. So last night, the win for Ben Harbison of Jeffersonville, also a home run, a handful of home runs by Jeffersonville. Jack Ellis had two, Bladen McMail had two, and Barry for Trinity had one as well. So Jeffersonville 8-3 is their record, and there's a big game tonight. Jeffersonville hosts New Albany tonight in a regular season game. Always a big deal when those two teams hook up. Two rivals. Last week we had New Albany and Floyd Central. Unfortunately, tonight we will not be airing the Jeff New Albany baseball game because it's Indiana Pacers playoff basketball, and they take on the Boston Celtics in game two of that first round series tonight. So New Albany, Jeff, if you want to see it, 7 o'clock tonight at Don Poole Field in Jeffersonville. Should be a good one. Jeff, I think, has made some real steps forward here over the last week or so as far as wins and pitching and their record goes. New Albany, after a really solid start, it lost to Floyd Central. Maybe not the best thing that could happen, but I think tonight a pretty competitive game. So New Albany and Jeff in baseball should be a lot of fun tonight. That's the headlines presented each day by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights and a live band on Saturday nights as well. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. We'll head to a commercial break. When we come back, Kyle Simpson, former Southport coach, currently a Bloomington South assistant, and most importantly for our upcoming segment, he was the former high school coach of Joey Brunk, who yesterday committed to Indiana with 2 years of eligibility left as a graduate transfer. We'll talk all about Joey Brunk, his decision, what type of player he is, how Coach Simpson could see him fitting in with the IU roster, and what else they have returning next year, coming up in the next segment right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Of course, Joey Brunk commits to Indiana as a graduate transfer with 2 years of eligibility left. And today we talk with Kyle Simpson, who is currently an assistant coach at Bloomington South, but formerly the head coach at Southport and was the high school coach of Joey Brunk. And I know is still in communication with him and obviously very familiar with Joey and his game and what type of an addition he can be to the IU roster for next season. Coach Simpson, thanks for the time to go back and chat about one of your great players at Southport. I know it's a big decision for him. Joey is so well-spoken. His announcement yesterday on Twitter, I know, drew the excitement of a lot of Indiana fans, and he's a guy that he gets what Indiana basketball is. He grew up in a high school environment and in a family that appreciated and participated in high school basketball, and of course his time at Butler and his time just really in the state in general with basketball. I think he goes into this final 2 years of his college career understanding fully what basketball means to IU and IU fans.
No question, and thanks for having me, Matt. You know, Joey's a kid that, you know, he's a basketball junkie, so to speak. You know, he spent a lot of time traveling, watching games with his father before he passed away. You know, all through high school, I mean, he was really involved in his life. And so they embrace Indiana high school basketball and what it means and what it meant at the time at Southport. And now, you know, obviously, you know, you see it carry over what he did at Butler. You know, and in this next step he's taken in his life. I mean, you know, I'm really proud of him and how he handled this situation. It wasn't an easy situation for him. You know, walking away from, you know, program that he committed to out of high school and, you know, and feeling like he needed to go in a different direction in life. And, you know, I thought he handled it about as adult-like as he could have handled it for a 21-year-old.
We're talking with Kyle Simpson. He was the high school coach of Joey Brunk at Southport High School on the south side of Indianapolis. At what point in your discussions with him, and I know you guys are still pretty close, really close, but at what point in your discussions with him did, when he thought about the graduate transfer route, did Indiana really become a big factor? It was pretty early on, wasn't it?
Well, you know, Joey and I talked a lot before he did his grad transfer, you know, after the season ended. You know, he talked about, you know, what he was emotionally just tired. You know, it was one of those that he had been through a lot. You know, you lose your father your freshman year, and, you know, things kind of went south for him a little bit as far as, I mean, it went for anybody who loses a parent, you know. And so he had a rough freshman year. Sophomore year, he was okay, but his body wasn't where he wanted it. And then, you know, this past, and, you know, the last summer, he really spent a lot of time working on himself, getting his body right, working on everything he needed to do to get on the floor this season at Butler. And when we talked about the process, it was one of those, you know, I told Joey, I said, look, you know, if you make this decision, you need to make sure, you know, you're doing it for all the right reasons. And he said he was. You know, it was one of those, he felt like he needed a fresh start. And, you know, mentally, it just was a door he wanted to close and move on to the next one. And, you know, as we looked at the different schools, I told him, I said, you know, look, it took you 2 to 3 years to decide, you know, where you were going to go out of high school. I said, you've got, you know, 4 to 5 weeks to figure out we're going to spend the next 2 years. So, you know, we talked 2 or 3 times a day. We talked a lot of things through. You know, Indiana got involved early when he decided to make his announcement. They were one of the first schools to call immediately. And then Mississippi called, Florida, Arizona State, Arizona. A lot of mid-majors called just to kind of test the waters to see, you know, is he wanting to go, you know, to a lower level? So it was a really interesting process for both of us to kind of hear out, you know, what each school wanted to offer and how he fit into the situation. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, Indiana did the best job in regards to fit and all the boxes that he had that he wanted checked. So I was really impressed with the IU coaching staff.
We're talking with Kyle Simpson, former coach at Southport. Of course, he was Joey Brunk's high school coach. You probably saw his development as a high school player, and I know you've kept very close tabs on him during his time at Butler as well. But maybe go back and talk about his development as a player, and also because you've been in Bloomington for a great part of your coaching career, you're familiar with the IU program. You know the guys. You see them practice from time to time. You're at a lot of the games. You've got a real pulse and feel on what's going on with IU basketball as well. Maybe in addition to how his game has developed from high school years until now, how you could see him fitting in the style of Archie Miller and the roster, at least what we know of the roster for next season for the Hoosiers.
Well, Joey's the type of kid that I think the IU fans wanted this past season, and they didn't get at times, as far as, you know, having someone that leaves it all out on the floor, being passionate and embracing what it truly means to be an Indiana Hoosier. You know, it's not a knock on any of the previous players, but, you know, I think there you see it. You heard the frustrations. You know, there were times where it wasn't that they were bad kids or anything, but I think that, you know, the passion, the emotion, the grit, you know, the A.J. Moyes, you know, giving the yells out on the and-ones and, you know, just embracing everything it means to be an Indiana Hoosier. I think that's what Joey brings to the table. He's a workhorse. I mean, he's going to be in the gym. If you want him in the gym 24 hours a day, he's going to lock himself in the gym and be in the gym 24 hours a day. You know, he's a kid that – he's kind of like a Jordan Hall-esque type kid from the standpoint that, you know, yeah, he's going to have his deficiencies, but he also is going to make up for it with his heart. And, you know, he's going to give it everything he possibly can. You know, this past season, I mean, he played 18, 19 minutes a game. He averaged 8 points and, you know, 4 rebounds at Butler. You know, he had a double-double at Seton Hall. He had 20 points and 10 boards there. Stepped out and hit a couple perimeter shots. You know, with Juwan Morgan leaving the program, you know, I think there is an opportunity. You know, he's not obviously as athletic as Juwan, but he brings some dimensions to the game where, you know, he's probably more of a polished post player than Juwan Morgan was. You know, Juwan, you know, made comments even on his senior day speech. He wanted to be a three. Joey knows he's not a three man, but he also, too, you know, he can stretch the defense. You know, he saw in the semi-state against New Albany, he stepped out and hit, you know, 3 or 4 3-point shots. You know, he's got back-to-the-basket moves, which is becoming a lost art form in basketball in general. I mean, everything's becoming stretch fours, stretch fives, perimeter guys. You know, the post players step out and shoot. So, you know, for Joey to bring a dimension to the game, I think they're missing. You know, I think it's – to me, Joey and I, when we talked about everything, he kept coming back to how he felt like he could make an impact in the program. And we both agreed that we felt like this was the best fit going forward.
Kyle Simpson is my guest today on the Hoosier Report, talking about Joey Brunk and his commitment to Indiana. Now, Coach Simpson, he's got 2 years of eligibility, and I guess that's solely as a graduate transfer, and you don't normally see that, but I guess that's solely because of how quick he was able to work through his undergraduate, I believe, education degree at Butler. Is that correct?
That's correct. And to his credit, he was a hard worker at Southport academically. I mean, he earned a lot of credits his senior year before he even stepped on Butler's campus. So, you know, you get those combinations, and, you know, obviously his freshman year he redshirted with the passing of his father. You know, there was one of those that gave him some time academically to get some things done. And, yeah, you know, he's a situation. He graduates next month with his bachelor's in elementary education. And I think the path he's considering or at least looking at is trying to work on his law degree at Indiana University. And I told him, I said, look, someday the ball stops bouncing. And, you know, you're in a situation where you've got 2 more years to be a very storied program and have an unbelievable opportunity. And I said, you know, he understands that, you know, he's got to have something to fall back on sometime down the road. So, you know, I think it's one of those he's going to probably look at the law degree route and, you know, kind of go from there.
Joey Brunk's high school coach, Kyle Simpson, my guest. A couple other quick questions for you, Coach. Deron Davis, obviously one of the key returning post-type players for Indiana. He averaged 5.4 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 14 minutes per game this past season for the Hoosiers. Can you see those guys in there together at times, potentially, in the low post or in the post for IU?
I could. Obviously, it gives them a bigger lineup, which, you know, I think you saw at times this year where, you know, Juwan did all he could, but there were times he was undersized and undermanned inside. I mean, obviously, offensively, he created a mismatch, but on the defensive end, I think there were some times where, you know, there was a mismatch on the defensive end for the Hoosiers. So, yeah, I could see that. You know, obviously, Joey brings a dimension that Deron, in my opinion, doesn't have. I think we saw signs of what Duran could do last year at the five, especially toward the end of the season. You know, I thought that he had some good games, but he also had some games where I think he needed some help. So, you know, I think he brings that. Well, they could play together. And you throw in Trace Jackson Davis and Race Thompson. You know, you got four guys right there, in my opinion, that are, you know, that's a pretty good core. And I think it gives Trace, you know, Trace and Joey train together. You know, they spend a lot of time together. So I think it's going to be good for Trace to have that, you know, leadership and that guidance, you know, as he starts his college career, to be with Joey and kind of help him get through the process of starting his college career.
Coach, everybody wants to know, when can Joey Brunk go to campus, get to work and off-season workouts, whether it's on the court or off the court training, to get ready for this upcoming season with his future teammates? Does he have to finish some stuff up at Butler before he can make that transition? Or even on the weekends and in free time now, is he allowed? Is he able to go and maybe get started on some stuff with the team? Do you know when he expects to be on campus permanently? I assume that would be the early summer at some point.
Yes, I think that's the timeline. I mean, obviously this is new for me, having a grad transfer like this. So Joey and I have been talking, you know, how we think this summer is going to go. He's pretty much taking care of everything he needs to do academically at Butler to finish out the school year. He's met with his counselors. He's met with his advisors to make sure everything's good. And they've all told him he's on the path to graduate here next month. So I think he wants to get that phase done first, and then that way he can close that door. And then I would probably say towards the end of May, 1st of June, I think he'll be my speculation is he'll be on campus and then, you know, kind of start that learning curve that he's got a lot of ground to catch up on pretty fast, you know, to get used to the new coaching staff, new surroundings, and obviously being in a new school. So I think this summer he'll definitely be full go with it.
Great stuff from Kyle Simpson, back at Bloomington South as an assistant coach. He was Joey Brunk's high school head coach at Southport. And Coach, before I let you go, I've got to bring up one more name. We just talked some about him on the program yesterday with Greg Doyle, but Anthony Leal on your Bloomington South team, high school team, obviously a player that's continued to draw a lot of college attention. He's got a number of scholarship offers. The reason we were discussing him yesterday was that he does not have an offer yet from Indiana, but maybe an update on him. And he's a player that seems to get better every time I've watched him play. And I think, I don't know the insights, nothing's for sure, but I have to assume that he is playing his way eventually to a scholarship offer from Archie Miller and the staff. You would think that would happen at some point.
Well, Anthony's the type of kid, he's a hardworking kid. You know, he had a really good year here at Bloomington South. And, you know, we finally, you know, the program took a step, you know, to the next level in the tournament, you know, getting to the Elite Eight. And, you know, we lost to a monster that night with Trace Jackson Davis. You know, I think he had 40 points and just played really well. But I think for Anthony, you know, the next step in his game, you know, he's going to have to, you know, he's trying to figure out the college recruiting scene right now. You know, he's got a lot of great opportunities. You know, he's got Stanford. He's already been there for an official visit. You know, Xavier, Iowa, Maryland, Bradley, Evansville. I mean, he's got a wide array of schools, Butler as well. But, you know, obviously being an in-town kid, you know, it's always special to get that offer from the hometown school. And, you know, he's one, if you ask him, he'll tell you that, you know, it's not that if he doesn't get an offer in Indiana, it's not the end of the universe. You know, I think you'd be really excited, but at the end of the day, too, this is not something that, you know, is going to make or break him. I mean, I think he knows that he's still got really good options in front of him. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, then, you know, so be it. I mean, he still feels he's got great options ahead of him. And, you know, he had a good weekend this weekend in Indianapolis in the Adidas Gauntlet. And, I think he's gearing up for hopefully a big end of the month with the first evaluation period and then into the summer months in June and July when, you know, Bloomington South gets to play at IU team camp and, you know, the Charlie Hughes, which is going to be an NCAA certified event, I think, this year. There's something new that's going to happen. So, you know, the Charlie Hughes event up in Indianapolis will get a chance to showcase high school programs. It'll be open to college coaches, is my understanding. And then obviously he's got July as well, the July recruiting period, the 1st of July. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those, I think, you know, he's very humbled and he understands that he's got work to do, and, it's, you know, he'll cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Kyle Simpson, Bloomington South assistant. Great stuff today, specifically on Joey Brunk. Kyle was his head coach at Southport High School. Coach Simpson, thanks a lot for your time and the great insight, and I know we'll catch up again soon.
Matt, great talking to you as always, and as always, do great things for Southern Indiana basketball, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyle Simpson, kind enough to take some time out of his school day to join us to talk about former player at Southport, former Indiana All-Star Joey Brunk today on the program. Speaking of Joey Brunk, he is going to join us tomorrow on the program on our Thursday edition of the show, so we'll have more details on that, but we'll talk directly with Joey on his decision and get some background from him and what he liked about Coach Miller and the staff and what attracted him to IU as his final college destination on the program tomorrow. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back. We're going to talk more IU basketball, more recruiting today. Jeff Rabjohns of Pigs.com joins us next on the program right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back on this Wednesday program. Jeff Rabjohns of Pigs.com is with us. And, of course, Jeff, it's the off season, but like we always say, there is plenty going on with Indiana having a number of scholarships open. And, of course, AAU, the shoe circuit, that scene reopened recently as well. And yesterday, the big headline, Joey Brunk will play 2 years, will be immediately eligible for this Indiana team beginning next season at IU, leaving Butler here in the off season. We had Kyle Simpson, the former high school coach of Joey Brunk, on in the last segment. We're actually going to have Joey Brunk with us tomorrow on our Thursday program. He's scheduled to join us. But, Jeff, that's where I want to start with you as well. Big news. It's a graduate transfer with 2 years of eligibility, which is not something you always see. And also, because of his size and rebounding and some of maybe the holes or the concerns about this Indiana team, when you take a really early look for next season, Brunk kind of maybe dots some of those I's and crosses some of those T's of some of the concerns you want to see Indiana figure out a way to at least put someone on the roster, put someone in there that has an opportunity and has the skill set to help maybe some of the deficiencies, at least on paper, for this team.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he is a big, who is a Big Ten big. 6'11", 230 pounds. He turns 22 in November, right before the season starts. He's been a starter in the Big East. So he has the size. He has the physique. He's got experience. He's an older guy. Older guys just, you know, they've been in college weight programs for a number of years, just have a little more strength to them. He's a guy who really understands how to go down in the post and play, as far as he understands how to use his lower base. He understands how to play with leverage. He understands how to play, you know, when you're fully engaged and against the other post player. So those are the things that those are the types of skills that he already possesses. To me, the most interesting thing beyond what we know is what he's working on. I've been fortunate to watch several of the workouts with Joey Brunk and Trace Jackson Davis, the McDonald's All-American from Center Grove, who's an IU signee. And both guys are obviously working on post moves and the kinds of things you'd expect them to work on, but they're also working on really adding range to their game, to be able to help stretch the floor, to be able to be the kind of person that can make some shots. Now, they're not going to go out there and go crazy from three, but in today's game, if you can be an interior guy and they have to defend you basically in the circle, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet and in, and they also have to defend you out on the floor, that can add a whole nother layer to who you are. So that's going to be interesting to see. Where does Joey Brunk's shot get to come November? Maybe it won't be game ready, but it's certainly interesting to watch those two go head to head, to watch some of the things in the workouts. You really get a sense of what potentially could be coming. And it's also interesting to think about those two. Like you pointed out, Joey Brunk's a grad transfer with 2 years. Trace Jackson Davis is, at this point in time, the guy who projects to be a multi-year college player. So you're talking about a 6'9 All-American who can jump out of the gym and a 6'11", 230-pound post player who IU most likely, almost certainly, I think, is going to get for multiple years. When you get a chance to watch those two work out together, some of the things they're very good at already, but some of the things they could be getting good at, it gets really interesting for IU as far as the interior kind of play they could have over the next few seasons down in Bloomington.
To me, Jeff, what you just mentioned is the most intriguing thing about Joey Brunk. You know, graduate transfers have become a huge part of the college game, but, you know, it's tough. You're only there 1 year. You've got a complete schooling, as we just heard Coach Simpson say, that Brunk is focused on doing so he can be an undergraduate graduate when he leaves the Butler program and Butler school later this school year, as things close up here, I guess, over the next really 2-3 weeks at most schools. But that's the most intriguing thing. He's not just there for 1 year. He's there for 2 years and immediately eligible to get at it with this team. So the two-year thing to me is the thing that makes the Brunk deal big.
It does. I mean, it would certainly be helpful even if it was only 1 year, because then you would have another experienced body down there with Deron Davis, and it would allow Trace Jackson Davis to play a little more of a face-up game, kind of drive a little bit. You know, he's not going to drive like a wing does, but, you know, if people want to get a sense of what his game's like, you know, I've got a number of scouting videos posted, and he's actually very good when he gets a chance to face the basket. He can play with his back to the basket. You can catch it, throw it to him. He can catch. He turns. But there are things that having Brunk and Davis on the floor will allow Trace maybe a little more natural development. And, yeah, for 2 years, having those guys for multiple years, I think really kind of changes what you expect IU to be able to do on the interior, and it really changes post-defense. And in some leagues, the ACC, maybe the Big 12, certainly the Pac-12, the bigs are more tall men who face the basket run the floor. They're going more toward the NBA-type athletic interior players. And the Big Ten, there's still some, you know, extended banging that goes down on the block. You know, there's wrestling for position. You have to be able to play with strength and with leverage when you're fully engaged with an opponent. And now you've got somebody who can do that in Brunk, and then it frees up Trace to do some things. But I think it also means that guys like Justin Smith, and guys like that, they're going to have an opportunity to continue to develop as forwards. They don't get pushed into sort of playing out of position like Juwan Morgan did.
Jeff Ravjohns of Pigs.com. He's with us Wednesdays on the Hoosier Report, a little bit later than normal in the program today. We had Kyle Simpson, Joey Brunk's high school coach, on in the first segment. Another IU topic of real interest right now from a recruiting standpoint and filling some of the open scholarship standpoint is Trendon Watford. He's a player with a long-standing connection to the program because of his brother, Christian Watford, and obviously someone that Indiana, it sure seems to me, has maybe really gotten back in tune with or closer with here in the last few weeks. And we thought that we'd get an answer, a decision from him this weekend, but that decision is going to be postponed a bit. So maybe more time for Indiana to keep the pressure on or to keep the recruiting going. And I know that Archie Miller had an opportunity to visit with Trendon and his family on Sunday night. What's the latest on that recruiting, and where do you see Indiana at in that picture right now?
Indiana is definitely back in the room as far as that recruitment goes. There was a situation where when Archie Miller got the job, he immediately, that first evaluation period, you know, made sure that Trendon Watford was one of the guys that his staff watched. They reached out immediately. There was some interest there for a little while, you know, the entire Watford family, Trendon, sister Elise, Christian, and mom and dad were at IU in the fall for a two-day unofficial visit when Elise's Samford volleyball team was playing in a tournament at IU. But then during some point during the season, Trendon kind of was leaning toward going his own way, making his own path, so to speak. And that was communicated. Everybody, was respectful of each other's wishes. And then over the last 6 weeks, maybe ballparking it very generally, Trendon kind of wanted to explore the IU option once again. and communication then resumed and kicked up. And then the Watfords wanted to do an in-home visit, and Archie Miller went down there on Sunday, did an in-home visit. Very good visit. You know, some basketball talk, obviously, but also, you know, some just, you know, resuming the relationship, you know, sitting down and talking and enjoying spending time with people and, you know, reminiscing a little bit about Christian's time at IU. So IU is back in the picture. Now, I still think that some schools like Alabama, Memphis, and LSU, because Trendon's been looking that direction, it kind of, again, make his own path, if you will, to use a general phrase. You know, those schools still are very, very significant. And Alabama's new coaching staff with Nate Oates did an in-home visit. Technically, it's called an in-home. The Watfords were on family vacation down in Florida, but there was a visit. Obviously, I think everybody's up to speed on the LSU situation. Coach Will Wade was suspended, and then in the past few days has been reinstated. So LSU is still in the picture, even though they've had issues. But for Indiana, they now have they're now in the room. Okay, they're now talking again. You know, Trendon's going to give IU a long look. Exactly where that goes, it's too early to tell. That people may be sitting there going, you know, Rambi, what the hell are you talking about? It's mid-April, you know. Like, yeah, I understand that, but this is also a situation where, you know, IU is a serious program. Obviously, Trendon Watford's 10th all-time lead scorer at Indiana, 1,730 points. There's a lot of connections. There's a lot to think about. But there's a lot to think about for Trendon as far as where does he want to play? What do the various programs offer? What would playing time be like? What would role be like? Does he want to make his own path, or does he want to, you know, go to IU? And I actually think he would make his own path even if he's at IU. That's just my opinion, and my opinion doesn't matter. What the player and his family thinks is what matters. But Trendon Watford's a McDonald's All-American. You know, he's going to go wherever he goes. He's going to have a big impact. So I think he would be his own person, his own player. But, again, that's just my opinion. But IU is now in there, and this is going to take a little while to play out. I know it just became public that they're not going to announce on the 20th, but that's been discussed behind the scenes for a good 2.5 weeks or so at this point in time. So that was kind of one of those things where I, you know, tried to tell people, I mean, yeah, I know there's a countdown on Twitter. Don't worry about it. People were like, well, he keeps tweeting it down. I'm like, yes, I know. Don't get all spun up about everything teenage kids tweet, okay? It's just Twitter, social media, it's the sandbox of today, okay? Just let it go. Leave high school kids alone on social media. But people keep asking, you know, when are they going to decide? They don't know right now, okay? They really don't, because there's no real pressure. He's going to have a scholarship wherever he wants to go, and he's going to take some time and figure some things out. I do think another Watford visit to Indiana is at least possible. I'm not going to come out and say it will happen or won't happen, because they have not decided right now. But they are thinking about it, so it's definitely in the realm of possibility. If there is another visit, that certainly would be something to pay attention to. But time frame on decision, it's going to be whenever they're comfortable. It's not going to be real soon, though. I mean, barring the unforeseen, it's recruiting. You and I both know things can always change. But as of right now, I don't think there's a decision that's imminent. I think this may go a little while.
Jeff Rabjohn, Speaks.com, is with us. All the things that we talk with Jeff about, he's got in-depth stories and, in most cases, interviews with the players themselves or the families of the players, talking about a lot of this recruiting stuff at the Peaks.com website. So check it out. If you're not a subscriber, consider subscribing. Lots of great stuff and more detail from Jeff than what we talk about Wednesdays on the program. Back to the graduate transfer situation for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple tweets, and this is also kind of just a general thought of mine. With Indiana being involved with some other 2019 guys, Watford included, and now that Brunk is formally in the fold for the program with one of the scholarships, the three that were open, now down to two, and it's likely, you think, at some point, somebody from the class of 2019, whether it be Trendon Watford or Quinones or whoever it could end up being, will fill one of those spots. Could Indiana go down the graduate path again, the graduate transfer path again, to fill a third scholarship or a second scholarship out of those available? Or do you think that given that a lot of the graduate transfers announced their transfer intent, you know, some weeks ago at the conclusion of their season, that that stuff has played out pretty well and guys that haven't made a decision, even though there are a number of available graduate transfers still to date, maybe they're farther along in their recruitment or re-recruitment on where they may end up? Or could Indiana, you think, go down that path for a second player for next year?
It's possible. They're looking at all the grad transfers. There's a lot of due diligence that happens. Indiana's definitely looking at all options, both grad transfers and traditional transfers. So is it possible they get another grad transfer? It is possible. Now, how likely is it? That's a little bit murky right now, but it's possible. The one thing to keep in mind with Indiana and grad transfers is that Indiana University, as an institution, has chosen not to do special admits for grad transfers. The graduate transfers have to get admitted to a graduate program just based upon academic merit only. Now, while that sounds very, very nice on paper, and it sounds lofty, what it does in reality, though, it means some guys who are grad transfers would not have a chance to get admitted to IU while they can go to other programs. So just because a name is out there in the grad transfer portal doesn't mean necessarily it's an option for IU. So it does really shrink the pool of graduate transfers that IU can get. It's really cuts it down to about a third of the available grad transfers. So they're going to look at it, but they actually have to make sure you have to get a transcript and look at it and kind of send it up the chain, so to speak, and get a vibe. Okay, is this somebody who could get in or not? Because there are some guys out there who are good players, and knowing people around them, I got a pretty good idea of what their academic situation is, and I don't think there's a chance in the world that IU would let them in. So to answer your question, yeah, IU is going to look. Do I think it's likely at this point? Probably not likely. You know, I would say it's potentially possible.
Jeff Rabjohns, Pigs.com, is my guest. A coaching note here, Jeff, before we let you go. I saw coming back in from the break when we welcomed you to the program that Indiana associate head coach Tom Ostrom is reportedly among one of the candidates to potentially go to Northern Kentucky. Of course, John Brannon left that job within the last few days to go nearby to Cincinnati, taking a big step up in the college basketball world. Interesting to see Coach Ostrom, who is always the right-hand guy to Archie Miller, always up on the sideline, always involved, you can tell, in game planning and with what's going on in the game. Interesting to see his name mentioned for what's become quickly a really good mid-major basketball job.
Yeah, it is a good job. I mean, Northern Kentucky, what was it, 10, 12, maybe a little more than that, years ago. You know, they were in Division II in the GLVC, you know, with Bellarmine and Southern Indiana and UIndy and all those schools. And then they made the move to Division I. They've got a very, very nice arena down there on campus. They put resources into that program to give them an opportunity to be very successful in mid-major. It's a good job. It's a good mid-major job. You can win there. You can get kids into school. There's very, very solid resources, very good fan support, very good administrative support. They got a good handle on what's it take to win. And, you know, it'll be an interesting job. Would I expect Ostrom to leave right away? I would doubt it. But, you know, it is worth noting that's how he's thought of in the college basketball world. He's a guy that, you know, people think is a very good coach. Obviously, he's a terrific recruiter. I think most people know the story, but, you know, his recruiting success goes back to he was one of the lead guys in landing some of the players on Florida's back-to-back national championship teams years ago with Noah and those kind of players. So he's got a very established track record. He's a well-known guy. I think schools are going to take a look at him, not only this year, but I think schools are going to continue to take a look at him in the future.
Jeff Rabjohns, Pigs.com. He joins us most Wednesdays here on the show with lots of great insight today on Joey Brunk, Trendon Watford, recruiting, and more. And, Jeff, as always, thanks for the chat and thanks for bouncing around, coming on a little later in the hour today.
My pleasure, man. Always good talking to you, my friend.
Absolutely. Jeff Rabjohns, Pigs.com. Also, Juwan Morgan, a lot of people, what's he up to? You know, how's he getting ready for the draft? He is going to participate in an event called the Portsmouth Invitational Tournament, which has been around, I was just looking earlier, since 1953. It's a great way for players, graduating players, to play against other good competition. A lot of scouts there. I think NBA scouts, but also a lot of overseas guys and other agents and people involved in the process to get players to some level of professional basketball. So obviously I know his dream is the NBA. Obviously the way the G League has kind of come about to be a little bit more prominent with two-way contracts and things like that, I would think that opportunity is still alive, but this is a good event for him as well. You can follow his they do a great job covering that tournament as well. A lot of good players there. You can follow Juwan's progress. It begins, I believe, today and runs through Saturday, and that is in Portsmouth, Virginia. It takes place there at a high school, and again, it's been around forever and ever and ever. It's been one of the big things for kids that were leaving college or graduating college that had aspirations to play professional basketball at some level. So that's where Juwan Morgan is heading. That's what's next for him from a basketball perspective. And you heard Jeff Rabjohn say that he's had an opportunity to see Trayce Jackson-Davis and Joey Brunk working out. I know I've seen some pictures of Juwan Morgan working out with a trainer in Indianapolis as well, named Joey Burton, that works out Yogi Ferrell, and just a lot of great players, both college and I think even NBA guys as well, but also high school guys too this time of year. So there's always a lot of stuff going on. These guys are always, no matter what their situation or scenario is, working on bettering themselves and bettering their game. That's going to wrap things up for this Wednesday program. Again, on Thursday, we always have Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall to talk IU stuff, but we're also scheduled to have Joey Brunk with us tomorrow as well to talk about his decision and what he likes about Indiana and how he fits in. So I look forward to having him. It's been a while since we caught up. I look forward to having him on the program. That wraps it up for today. Back with you Thursday. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.